Hi, this is Ryan Allward, and you're behind the mic with Straight No Chaser Fan Chat.
Doom 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 doom
doom doom doom doom doom doom doom doom doom doom the first and only podcast dedicated to the 10-man a cappella group, Straight No Chaser. We are your one-stop shop for exclusive news, interviews, and inside scoop on the group. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Dave.
And I'm Tina.
And I'm Kathy.
And we will be your hosts for this podcast. We have a lot to talk about today during this first podcast, including some news about what the guys are up to right now. And you'll also get to know a little bit more about us, Straight No Chaser superfans, and co-hosts for the fan chat. We also have an interview with Straight No Chaser's very own Ryan Allward, which we're very excited about. So how about we introduce ourselves? Dave, why don't you go first?
Thanks, Shayna. My name's Dave White. I live up here in Northeast Ohio near Cleveland. I guess I got interested in Straight No Chaser back, it was Thanksgiving of 2008. Actually heard the guys singing the 12 Days of Christmas on the radio. They're playing early Christmas music on Thanksgiving Day. If anyone were to ask me what my big thing with Straight No Chaser, I guess you would call me the official food taster. I love food. I basically wanted to donate my stomach and taste buds to help serve the guys. Didn't want to have them eating any tainted food.
That is pretty awesome, Dave. So, Kathy, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and how did you first get interested in Straight No Chaser?
Hey, I'm Kathy Mendoza. I am from Central California. I first got interested in Straight No Chaser in 07, just about when many, many others got interested, too. I got a forward about the 12 Days of Christmas. I had probably half a dozen people send me that forward, and I started watching it, and then I started looking on YouTube and finding every old video that they had, and been over since then.
That is pretty awesome. So, Tina, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Hey, guys. I'm Tina Gaston, and I am representing the Dirty South. That is the southern region for all of you Straight No Chaser fans out there. How I first got introduced to Straight No Chaser, I heard about them from a friend who was in an a cappella group with me, and a couple of years passed before Dave actually posted, or Randy actually posted the video on YouTube, and been a fan ever since then. Anything SNC related that I do, like Dan, I can also whistle and hum a melody at the same time, and I think I am an official gift giver. I think that's my claim to fame.
All right, well, I'm Shayna. I live in Los Angeles, California, and I first got interested in Straight No Chaser. Let's see. My choir had done a version of the 12 Days of Christmas, a little weird one, like Straight No Chaser, where there's all that chaos going on. And I actually told my piano teacher about it, and she forwarded me the video, and I was, like, in awe after I saw it. And then after that, it was in the back of my head for a while until I heard that they had been signed to Atlantic Records, and they were actually coming to Los Angeles to perform a concert, a Christmas concert. And this was back in 2008. So I was like, well, this is the perfect opportunity to go and do this concert choir report that I had to do. So I went and I saw their concert, and I fell head over heels in love with a cappella and these guys. And that was the night a Straight No Chaser superfan was born. Anything huge Straight No Chaser related that I do, well, this podcast. And I think I'm also considered an enthusiast of sorts, vice president of enthusiasm, so that's me. Alrighty, so a little bit about this podcast.
Right here, we're going to tell you a little bit about the podcast. Basically, this was spearheaded mostly, if not all, by Shayna. It was her idea, and I'd personally like to thank you very much, Shayna, for doing all this. And, you know, to our listeners that are listening right now, I want you to realize that this is not something that we just whipped up. We've been planning on this. We've been planning this for like the last 4 or 5 months. And Shayna, believe it or not, I don't know how she does it, but she's been planning, preparing. She's been playing webmaster, getting ideas from all of us, getting approvals from Atlantic Records with music and what can we do, what can we say, what can we do not do. And all of this, folks, all of this while going to high school, finishing her senior year in high school, applying to colleges, and so hats off to you, Shayna.
Thanks, Dave. Well, like Dave said, I believe it was right before New Year's or something, I was like, oh, wouldn't it be great if we started a podcast with, like, all the super fans, and we all joined together and we did, like, this podcast and talked about Straight No Chaser. So I had thought it would be so cool if we could do this podcast. So I pitched it to these three that you hear, as well as S. Brandon, who has become kind of like the behind-the-scenes person because she doesn't really want to have her voice recorded because she claims that her voice doesn't sound good when it's recorded. So we just started planning, and from there it just bloomed and blossomed into what you're listening to right now. So I just want to tell you different ways to subscribe to this podcast so you can get regular updates when we record a podcast, and then if you decide that you want to become a regular listener to our podcast, if you go to our Facebook page, or we also have a Twitter page, and we also have a blog. So our Twitter page is twitter.com. So if you follow us, we're SNC Fan Chat, all one word. If you want to take a look at us on our Facebook page, I'm pretty sure if you search for SNC Fan Chat, it should come up. And also our blog is sncfanchat.blogspot.com. If you go to that blog, you will be able to find our Twitter page and our Facebook page because it's all linked all there. So if you go to our blog, you should be able to find a link where you can subscribe to our podcast. For some reason, sometimes people are saying that it's not really working on iTunes. So if you have any problems or anything, just shoot us a message. I'll give you the email address in a couple seconds. But on the blog, you will see the very first entry, or in any subsequent entries, we will always have a link to our feed. If you have iTunes installed, it should be able to download this feed. We're also on other podcast listings, such as Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, and we also, if you just click that feed link, you should be able to locate our feed. If you have any technical problems or technical difficulties, you can always email us, or if you just want to email and let us know, ask us any questions, or maybe give us some suggestions, you can always email us. Our email address is sncfanchat@gmail.com, sncfanchat@gmail.com. So that's how you can get all the news and updates for this podcast. And now let's talk about some of the news in the Straight No Chaser world, because, I mean, there has been a lot of huge news going on in the past, I don't know, few months. So why don't we talk about some of that? First off, let's talk about summer residency in Atlantic City. This is huge. Seeing for so many people at Atlantic City, it just blows my mind.
It's going to be a very exciting summer for these gentlemen, not to mention the people, but hey, look, they're on the Jersey Shore. Some of the best water is right there just a couple blocks away.
You could go to their website right now and buy tickets to attend the concert. So check out the sncmusic.com website and get your ticket today.
Yeah. I mean, I would not pass up this opportunity to go and see the guys, because who knows when they're going to be at Atlantic City again. So, I mean, go see them, because it's got to be amazing. And if maybe you can't afford the trip, or you're just thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to go, you can always enter into this contest that they have right now to win a trip to actually go see them during the July 4th weekend. So if you go to their website, www.sncmusic.com, you should be able to click a link and be able to enter for the contest. And I wouldn't pass this up. Even if you're not sure if you want to go, you should just sign up for it anyway, because I mean, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, well, absolutely, Shayna. I mean, it's a grand opportunity to see the guys, hey, for free.
And just to give you some information about that trip, it's the 4th of July weekend. The contest includes a round-trip flight to Atlantic City provided by Southwest Airlines, round-trip ground transportation between the hotel and airport, four-day, three-night stay at the luxurious Harrah's Resort Atlantic City, and then two tickets to see Straight No Chaser perform live on July 2nd. So that's a huge package. So go to the website and enter and cross your fingers.
All right, so let's talk about this new bit of news that was released recently about Straight No Chaser actually going across the pond to visit the UK.
Well, I know that it's going to be in June, and they're going to be performing as a special guest with Katherine Jenkins. I'm not exactly sure who she is, but if Straight No Chaser is opening up for her, she's got to be pretty good because they are pretty good. June 17th is at the Wakehurst Gardens in Sussex, and then June 18th is at the Hampton Court. And once again, you can go to their website and click on the blog, and that gives you all the details and the links that you can click on to go check out that information.
That'll make a lot of people happy over in the UK because so many people on the SNCMusic.com site, so many people have written saying, guys, when are you going to come over our way to, you know, let us see you, let us support you, and what a great, great opportunity.
Oh, yes, because, of course, they would have bought the CDs, but it's a totally different thing to see them live.
And we're so excited for them. So go overseas, guys, if you listen to the podcast, go overseas, have fun, but remember, your true fans are here and in America. Ha, ha, ha.
Amen.
Absolutely.
All right, let's see. This past holiday season, Straight No Chaser released a PBS special, which I'm sure most of you have seen. And even after the holiday season had passed, there was another version of this PBS special that didn't have any holiday music, but it did have some really awesome tunes.
I know that supporting your local PBS station is something that is huge for Straight No Chaser because they're very much into music. And because of stations like PBS, they're able to get an opportunity to reach some people that they maybe wouldn't have had the opportunity to. So you can always get a hold of that DVD through your local PBS station. And if you're not sure how to contact your local PBS station, I'm sure you can Google it, which is what I did.
Yes, that's exactly.
And get the information, and you're able to support the guys in your local PBS station so that other artists like Straight No Chaser have a chance to reach the industry or reach their listeners out there. So that's a great thing.
I can tell you this is the most I've ever supported PBS.
I know for a fact that a lot of people are really hungry for this DVD. It gives them a chance to view the guys in the comfort of their own living room. And the only thing is people are wanting to try to obtain this DVD outside of PBS. And unfortunately, the DVD is only available through the PBS broadcasting stations.
But if you don't have access to your local PBS station, you're always welcome to view their YouTube page. So you can always just type in Straight No Chaser on YouTube, and it will pull up their page, and you can watch their videos, clips from videos that they're shooting now, all of their music, or a lot of their music. You can also check out that page there and check out concert pieces that people have actually recorded at live concerts, which is another great thing that they do. The guys are so open, and they love for fans to come to concerts and take pictures and take videos and post them. So you can also do that.
And to find Straight No Chaser on YouTube, you just go to www.youtube.com/user/SNCMusic. Of course, you can always just go to youtube.com and search for Straight No Chaser, and you'll find their videos right there. Well, personally for me, the PBS special, I would always make sure that when I heard that it was going to be playing on my PBS station, I would make sure to DVR it, and then so I could watch it as many times as I could. And, oh, it's just so amazing to be able to watch them, you know, not necessarily in concert, but actually like on my TV screen in the comfort of my own home, and just be able to watch them whenever I want. And it's just so cool. But also I think that there's still nothing compares to going to a live concert, because even though you do see them sort of live on the PBS special, it's just something about seeing them live. It's just magical. So that's just me personally.
Plus they also react to the audience too.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun. And then and plus a cappella sounds better in person, always.
I love Acapulco this time of year.
Oh, Dave.
I'm sorry, acapella. Excuse me, folks. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're so silly. Well, another landmark for Straight No Chaser is that when With a Twist debuted, it actually entered the Billboard Top 40. It entered at number 29 on, let's have the exact date, April 23rd, 2010. Now, the thing that's special about this is that Straight No Chaser is the first group to have an a cappella album debut at the Billboard Top 40 since Bobby McFerrin in 1988. So that's more than 20 years ago.
Hey, that wasn't that long ago.
You weren't even born yet.
Right. That is more than 20 years
ago. She was older than that.
Actually, more than 10 years ago. Wow. Well, my math is bad. No, it is more than 20 years ago. Okay.
It is.
I'm sorry. I'm still recuperating from calculus. But how amazing is that? It's been more than 20 years. And the last person to do it, nonetheless, was Bobby McFerrin, an a cappella legend. I mean, he's amazing in himself. But, of course, Straight No Chaser is amazing as well. So another huge milestone for Straight No Chaser, of course, was their appearance on Jimmy Fallon. So what did you guys think of their mashup and of that whole appearance?
It was pretty amazing that they were able to put that together in 1 week.
I know, wasn't it? I
couldn't believe that.
It was amazing.
And for myself, I mean, I remember the TGIF Friday mix-up, and they actually showed little clips of the actual TV show while they were singing, which I kind of liked, but I didn't because it took away from the screen time of watching the guys sing, but seeing some of the old introductions to the shows was pretty cool too.
And hopefully that brought in a lot more interest in the group and brought a little bit more publicity, so now we have some more fans.
Absolutely. I was able to reach a market of people who maybe don't even know what a cappella is or how to spell it, but got them out there. So congratulations, guys. That was landmarker for sure.
Exactly. And now on their Facebook page, they have more than 80,000 people that are fans of Straight No Chaser or people that like Straight No Chaser. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that that appearance made a huge impact on the amount of people that were able to have access to Straight No Chaser.
Absolutely. And you know what? There's something else that's pretty new, Shayna. I hear wedding bells coming up soon.
Well, Dan and Amy, congratulations on your engagement. From what I've heard, Dan actually proposed to Amy on stage at the Chicago concert during the 2010 With a Twist tour. I have to say, it was the sweetest thing I've ever seen.
It isn't true. I mean, come on, Dan. I mean, you're making a lot of us guys look like saps. But congratulations, Dan and Amy.
Yeah, that's some big standards to live up to for the rest of the guys who are unmarried. So I'm not saying that you got to top it, but, you know, guys have this tendency to try to one-up each other. So it'd be very interesting to see how the next one comes about.
Honestly, can't see how that could be topped. But, of course, I'm waiting for somebody to prove me wrong.
I mean, the other guys, there's a lot of single guys still in the group, and what are they going to do? How are they going to follow up with something like that? I mean,
I don't know. At a national televised event they propose, I can't see how it can get any better.
Baseball stadium, here we come.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing. But anyway, we'd like to extend our congratulations to Dan and Amy, and don't forget to tell us when the wedding is. No, I'm just kidding.
I want a piece of the wedding cake.
Of course you do, Dave.
Of course you do, Dave.
I think you should taste it first to make sure that nobody poisoned it.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Alrighty. So now all this stuff about their new album, With a Twist, let's talk about it. I mean, it did enter Billboard at number 29. And Straight No Chaser does have a tour surrounding this brand new and very first pop album from Straight No Chaser. So what did you guys think about the songs? I mean, personally, I cannot choose a favorite because they're all so amazing.
Yeah, each time I listen to one, I say, that's my favorite. And then I listen to another,
right.
And go, that's my favorite. Pretty much like the other
album. I agree with Kathy. They're all amazing, and what a great and diverse amount of songs that they have. I mean, different genres, different groups. I mean, it was so well put together. Hats off to the guys.
I can't agree more, Tina. I mean, look at it this way. These guys have covered 5 decades of music. They've covered the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, the aughts, 2000s. I mean, I'm an 80s guy. I think some of the best music came from the 80s. You know, I mean, Tainted Love, I grew up with that, Soft Cell brought that out. Living Years, Mike and Mechanics, outstanding song. I mean, a guy singing about his father, you know, it's a very touching song. Don't Dream It's Over, I mean, Crowded House, another 80s song. Of course, one of our, I don't know about you guys, Barry Manilow, I grew up listening to a lot of Barry Manilow. I know, I'm a sucker for romantic music. Okay, so what? I was a big Barry Manilow fan growing up in the 70s, and One Voice. If you've heard Barry Manilow sing One Voice, you know, it's phenomenal. But here, the guys have included Barry Manilow, and I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. Anybody pick up on that?
I can't describe it either. I mean, it's just so beautiful, and the harmony, and just what it means. Ugh.
Some of the other music, like, Joy to the World, you know, Three Dog Night, Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. I mean, these guys actually, the funkiness of this, of their version, and, you know, the guys have said it themselves, you know, they put a twist on music, and they're making it their own. You know, Frankie Valli, I Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Yeah, they're just all so good. And I mean, of course, I'm one of the younger in the group here. So I loved the Coldplay cover, Fix You. But just hearing all this music that personally I have never heard before was just so cool to realize that, hey, this is music that was recorded when I wasn't even born yet. And just to be able to hear all of it and just say, they're all my favorite songs now. And I hadn't even been alive when the original artist had made it. It's just incredible to realize that they're bringing music to a younger generation and having people like me appreciate this music, and I hadn't even known about it before. One Voice, for example, like you guys are talking about, it's just so beautiful, and its message about harmony, and then to have those harmonies just pop out. And I'm not sorry for you Barry Manilow fans, but I hadn't been like a huge fan of Barry Manilow, not to say that I didn't like his music, but just to hear this, all of a sudden, one of his songs just transforming into something just so beautiful and something so moving was just amazing.
You know what it comes down to, Shayna? These guys are bringing generations together with music, like yourself. Even myself and Kathy. Kathy and I are basically the same generation. And, you know, some of the newer music, yeah, it's okay. Red Hot Chili Peppers, who are they? You know, that's my take on, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers. No, I don't. Keep it out of the salsa, you know. it's bringing generations together. Like I said, 5 decades of music.
Yeah, it just brings all of us together. I mean, bridging these generation gaps and being able to say, oh, yeah, this song came out like a couple years ago, but then this song came out a couple decades ago.
And I think that it's a testament to how great the guys are, but they are bringing back an appreciation for music and not just entertainment. I can turn on the radio and be entertained, but when I want to hear music, I put the Straight No Chaser CD into the CD player. I think that's the biggest thing that they bring to the game, is that appreciation for music once again.
Yeah, and the appreciation just for a cappella music. I mean, just the wonders of the human voice and what it can really do. It really becomes apparent in anything that you hear Straight No Chaser sing, whether it be on the CD or on the stage or on TV. They're all coming from their voices. It's not digitized or auto-tuned or anything. It's just pure, clean, and pure and simple. That's how music should be. Let's talk about the spring tour. I mean, I know a couple of us have or will be going to one of their concerts. So any general thoughts about the tour?
Amazing. How about that?
Amazing, yeah.
Amazing like always, of course.
Tina, you recently saw them, so expand. Help us out.
Well, the spring tour was very much like the Christmas tour. High energy, high audience participation. I remember Jerome running out to the audience and thrusting the microphone in people's faces for them to finish singing. You know, it's like everyone has said once before, the CDs are great. The DVD is amazing. Watch them on YouTube. 100% okay in my book. But you haven't seen Straight No Chaser until you've been to a live concert. That is where the music is. And everyone is into it. And the best part about it is no matter how big or how small the venue is, they always stay and meet their fans, talk with them, get photos. They are the most humble group of people that I think I've ever met in my entire life because they appreciate their fans so much.
I have to agree. How many people can say, my favorite music group knows me by name.
Right.
And they take the time to meet with me and to talk to me. I mean, not so many people can say that about their favorite music group. But, of course, any fan of Straight No Chasers can always say that.
You know, you do bring up a very good point, Shayna. The guys, if you attend their concerts on a regular basis and you post messages on a regular basis to their website, and by the way, folks, these guys do read the websites, and they do reply to your messages. That's how humbling they are. They're very giving. They're very caring about their fan base. And like Shayna says, you go to their concerts, and they'll say, hey, Shayna, or Kathy, or Tina, or Dave. They get to know you. Very honoring and even very humbling on even myself as a fan.
It's even more amazing that the majority of these shows are sold out. It's not just a small group of people saying, oh, we love these guys. Almost, I want to say the large majority of these shows, I would say like 3/4 of these shows have been sold out, or maybe even more. But how amazing is that for like places that they haven't even been to or have completely no ties at all, and these shows are like completely sold out.
You know, I can agree with you on that. The sold-out shows, I've been fortunate to attend a couple of shows. Last year, I went to a concert in Lorain, Ohio, and it was like in October, and it was sold out, completely packed. Again, down in Canton, Ohio, it was a Christmas concert in December, and here again, it was sold out. It was the first sold-out venue of that Christmas holiday tour season that Canton actually sold out before everybody. Tickets flew, they're gone right now.
And a lot of their shows are selling out within the first 1 to 2 weeks of the tickets being introduced. So they've got a fall tour coming up, and you can't access those tickets on the website. So if you're on the fence or thinking about it, get your tickets now because they will sell out, and they will sell out very fast.
Yeah, and like we've just been reiterating time and time again, there is nothing like seeing these guys live. If you buy a CD, of course it's going to be beautiful. It's Straight No Chaser. But if you've never seen them live, you are truly missing out because it's just the greatest experience to just see them live and to see them interact not only with each other but with the audience. And it's just so cool to see how their faces light up when everybody's cheering for them, and it's just so much fun. Do yourself a favor, and next time Straight No Chaser is in your area, go see them, because there's seriously nothing better.
And just to let everybody know, just to let all of our listeners know, all you have to do is go to www.sncmusic.com. There's a link at the top of the page called Tours, T-O-U-R-S. Click that, and it'll bring up a page of their up-and-coming shows, concerts, and it'll actually tell you if the show's sold out or if tickets are still available.
Exactly. And, of course, if tickets are still available, there's a link to click on, and it'll take you right to the place where you can buy those tickets. So go do it, because it's awesome.
One thing that just came to mind, there are fans out there that will buy tickets, and for some unfortunate reason, they can't go. This is how good some of the Straight No Chaser fans are. They will actually put a blog or a discussion up on the website and say, hey, I can't go. Email me. I'd love to sell you the tickets. And the Straight No Chaser fans really don't want to make any money on it. They just want to sell the tickets for face price. They want somebody to enjoy the tickets, somebody to go to enjoy the show. So it's a good idea to check up on the www.sncmusic.com site and look in the discussion page, and maybe somebody will have tickets available.
Exactly. So in all these ways that we're trying to bring Straight No Chaser out to more people, because of course they deserve all of this recognition and even more because of all their hard work and their true passion for what they're doing. So let's just talk about a couple of the ways that we're trying to get Straight No Chaser out to more people, so more people will come to know and love Straight No Chaser just as much as we do. So Dave, why don't you talk a little bit about yours and S's special project?
Well, thanks, Shayna. Okay. Back in November, the SNC guys did a web chat, and occasionally they'll do web chats here and there. They'll announce it. But on this particular web chat, somebody typed in, and I don't know who it was. I don't believe it was any of us, but they asked the guys, hey, when are you going to get on Ellen? And immediately the guys said, hey, we'd love to be on Ellen. You start writing Ellen and bombard her with requests, and maybe she'll invite us on. So our good friend S. Brandon and myself, we kind of put our heads together, and we said, you know what, let's see if we can expand, or let's see if we can do something with this. So we created a Facebook page called Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen. The primary goal of the website really wasn't so much to get more friends. I mean, we have lots of friends, and by all means, we'd love to have you as our friend. But the primary objective was to get fans to come to the Facebook page, and we direct them to a link that sends them to the Ellen site to write in and say, hey, tell us your story. Okay, so you go to the Ellen site and you type, hey, we want to really see Straight No Chaser on Ellen. But the idea was, okay, come to the Facebook page, click on the link to go to Ellen. And the Facebook page is kind of a cool idea, though. It kind of gives us a guide or a gauge to see, okay, how many people are actually coming here and going to the Ellen site. And currently, we started this about the first part of December. I want to say about the first week in December we started this. That would be December of 2009. And so as of right now, we're up to 1,639 members. And we're getting new members every day. And it's really, really kind of gives you a good feeling that this many people have joined the Facebook page, and they're hopefully everybody's clicking on the Ellen link to go over and fill out the form and to request the guys to come on the Ellen site. So we hope you join our Facebook page, or there's other ways. And me, I'm not a big Twitter person. To be honest, I don't really know anything about Twitter. So maybe Shayna or Tina or Kathy, you can tell about the Twitter part.
Well, basically the whole idea for Twitter is if you follow Ellen, or even if you don't, and why don't you just tweet over to Ellen, say, hey, we love this group called Straight No Chaser. Why don't you check them out and have them on your show? And what Ellen has been doing is say, like, hey, why don't you guys tweet me the link to a YouTube video or any video? So we have been trying to tweet some of these amazing videos of Straight No Chaser, whether it be their 12 Days video or a video from their PBS special, or even one that was taken at one of their concerts, and tweeting it over to Ellen to tell her how awesome these guys are. And so far we haven't heard anything yet, but we're hoping, of course.
We're always hoping. I keep writing messages saying, hey, producers, are you noticing? And I don't get anything yet, but I keep crossing my fingers and hoping. And for those of you that are like me and don't know what Twittering or tweeting is, all you have to do is go to Facebook and just do a general search. The name of our group is Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen. And it'll take you right to us. Hope to have you join, and you'll even get greeted by me, and you'll see a picture of me sometimes, but be glad to have you.
And also, if you can't remember that, if you go to our blog, we also have a link there. There's a little banner on the right side of the page, and you'll see, if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see that there is a little banner that says, Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen, click here for details. So if you kind of, for some reason or another, just forget all about it, or you just happen to browse on our blog and then all of a sudden see that, maybe it'll remind you, hey, let's go and fill out a form for trying to get Straight No Chaser on Ellen. So we also have a link up there on our website.
And when you do go to the Facebook page, Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen, the link for the Ellen site will be over on the left-hand side. It's about a third of the way down. It's in a paragraph. You can't miss it. It's hyperlinked, so you just click on it, and it'll take you right to the Ellen site.
Easy to come to the site and fill out the form. Make sure that you suggest that your friends join the group and fill out the form as well. Because word of mouth, the best advertising.
It doesn't hurt to do it again.
And we have this event coming up on June 4th.
Well, June 4th is Audacity for Hope Day. I don't really know if that's a national holiday, but one day I was sitting at work. You know that moment that you have, you never know what's going to strike, but there's like a moment where you know that you're just not going to do anything productive for the rest of the day. And all of a sudden, boom, it hit me. Oh, my gosh, June 4th is Audacity for Hope Day. So I thought maybe we could bombard Ellen's people with shameless plugs of Straight No Chaser. So you can get on Twitter and you can follow The Ellen Show, or you can send an at reply to The Ellen Show, or you can send her or post something on the wall on Facebook. And our goal is for any Straight No Chaser fan, whether it's America, now the UK, or across the world, you can put it in your status update, put it on their wall, tweet about it, and let's just bombard Ellen's people to where they can't miss us. So June 4th is that day. If you have questions, like Shane said, shoot us an email or ask us a question on the blog site, and we'd be happy to give you details about that.
I just want to interject something, and this comes up occasionally on the Ellen fan site here, on the Ellen Facebook site. People say, well, how about Oprah, or how about Letterman, or how about Leno? And by all means, we will support any and all those ideas. It's just that we're kind of just focused on the Ellen thing. And if you want to invite us to come support your movement to get SNC on Oprah or Letterman or Leno, by all means, just put it on the websites and say, hey, Dave, Kathy, Tina, Shayna, come on over and help us with the Oprah thing, for example. So we're not just closed-minded. We're definitely not closed-minded on any of the other media outlets. We're just kind of focused on our Ellen thing. By all means, we'll support you 100%.
Hey, Dave, does this include Sesame Street? I know I'm a little old, but seriously, that's a really good show, and they would be good on it.
It would really be good, Tina, if the Muppet Show was still on TV.
Oh, yeah, that was a good show, too. I still think Sesame Street's better, you know.
So now we'd like to introduce one of the segments of the show, the SNC Super Fan Chat, hosted by our very own Dave White. So why don't you take it away, Dave?
Thanks, Shayna. Straight No Chaser has proven to have some of the greatest fans in the music industry. Why is that? We go to their shows, buy their CDs, and post numerous messages and replies to the website and Facebook pages. Again, why is that? I believe a lot of it has to do with their integrities and personalities. These 10 gentlemen have literally let us into their lives and let us get to know them. After every performance, they will actually take the time to come out and do meet and greets, sign autographs, and take pictures, and even take time to be entertained by us receiving gifts and goodies. And that's not to imply that it's a prerequisite to bring gifts and goodies to the guys when attending concerts. All of this after being on stage for a couple of hours. Who else does this? Anyways, this part of SNC's Fan Chat is called Super Fan Chat. It's a segment that allows fans and also the SNC guys to hear from fans from their personal experiences and moments during concerts, meet and greets, and feelings towards their music, not to mention what makes us fans of Straight No Chaser. How this works, we'll choose a fan randomly that has shown, how shall we say, some uniqueness. And in this debut, we're going to have a conversation with one of our own superfans and Fan Chat co-host, Tina Gaffin. Hey there, Tina.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hey, not much. How's it going?
Things are good. It's SNC Sunday on Twitter. We're promoting the guys, so life is good.
Great. So how does it feel to be the inaugural fan for Super Fan Chat?
You know, it's pretty humbling, to be honest with you. I think as SNC fans, we're the best fans in the world. So it's just an honor. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Not a problem. Now, no pressure here, Tina, but you are setting the bar for the rest of us fans, okay?
No pressure whatsoever.
Okay, Tina. So tell us all, how did you first hear or find out about Straight No Chaser?
Well, I was singing in an a cappella group in school, and someone turned me on to Straight No Chaser through YouTube. Found out about them, Googled them, found the website, and I've been hooked ever since.
Outstanding. I mean, how long ago was that, Tina?
Oh, goodness. Probably about 5 or 6 years.
You're a great fan.
I'm an oldie but a goodie.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you've seen them in concert. How many shows have you been to?
Let's see. I have been to 4 shows.
Wow. Outstanding. Can you remember the where?
I've been to Kansas City, Tulsa, Bartlesville, Dallas, and, what was that other one? One more somewhere close to here, but I don't remember exactly what city it was. It was kind of off the beaten path, so I tried not to remember it.
So, obviously, you must enjoy their music. Any special or favorite song or songs that the guys do that just can't seem to get enough of?
You know, I'm going to have to go back to the old school, This Is How We Do It. I think that song was written for Jerome Collins, and he killed it. So, shout out to Jerome. He killed it on that song.
So, Tina, what drives you or makes you want to go to their concerts and buy their CDs?
You know, I look a lot at the entertainers that my generation has afforded. And let me tell you, it's not looking very bright. And when you come to a concert, a Straight No Chaser concert, or you listen to a CD, and you hear all the heart and the drive that they put into their music and the willingness that they have to go to the extremes that they do for their fans, it brightens everything. It makes it look like, you know, we do have something to offer from our generation. And they are just 10 humble, extremely, I'm just so thankful to have a group that we can point to and say, hey, this is what music is supposed to sound like. This is how you're supposed to act in public. This is how you treat other people. It's just really neat to be a part of that and to have just met them. It's really, to me, it's really just an honor.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, with their personalities, you know, the way they communicate to us as a fan and, you know, they said earlier, they literally have led us into their lives.
Absolutely.
You earlier mentioned Jerome, and This Is How We Do It. This next question I have for you is not to single out any of the guys, as we all know they're all great in their own way, but do you have a favorite member?
My favorite member would have to be somewhere between Ryan or Jerome or Walter or Charlie or Tyler. Oh, wait, is that all of them yet? Okay. You know, honestly, I don't think I have a favorite. They're all equally different and awesome in their own different way, but if anyone stands out more than the rest, I'd probably have to say Ryan, if he's just cool like that. He's very approachable, and I really appreciate that as a fan.
Yeah, I know where you're coming from. And again, I have to reiterate this, you know, we don't want to single out any of the guys because, like you said, they're all great. They all have their own individual talents that makes the group a whole. You know what I mean?
Right. They're each unique in their own way, and they've each been awesome to me personally in a different way. So
exactly.
I think they're all on the same level. Scale of 1 to 10, I'd say probably 15, 16. They're just cool like that.
Uh-huh, exactly. Okay, now, Tina, recently you did something for the guys. You gave them something following their show, and maybe some of our listeners have seen the pictures posted on sncmusic.com. You made them some sort of neck apparel, I'll give it to you now, Tina. You can describe what you did for the guys.
Well, actually, a friend of mine, Patty Richardson, who I met at a Straight No Chaser concert in Bartlesville, Oklahoma about a year ago, we became best friends after the concert, and we've been hanging out, promoting the guys. We're just like little Straight No Chaser promoters everywhere we go. So she got together. She was like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? So we got together, planned it, and we ended up making them neckties. And they are all of their albums superimposed all into one picture, and it just repeats the pattern on the tie. So they literally have neck apparel that symbolizes all of their albums. I thought was pretty cool. And they match the new suits. I mean, come on. You don't get better than that.
I know. The coordination is phenomenal. I mean, what gave you the idea, though? I mean, where did you come up with neckties? For all of our listeners, if you haven't seen, please go to SNCmusic.com. Go to the photo section, fan photos. I believe it's under concerts, meet and greets, and you'll see photographs of the ties that Tina and I are talking about. How did you come up with a necktie?
You know, honestly, it was Patty's idea, and we just brainstormed, and she came up with the idea and what she wanted to put on there, and I was pretty much just say, that sounds awesome, let's do it. So came up with the idea of the necktie. We also made them personalized M&Ms that had their names, their nicknames, their album titles, their favorite little sayings. We also made them S&C chocolates, which I'm hoping they release to the open market. And they have their pictures and things like that. I mean, you know, fun stuff like that. And we got them tumblers, IU tumblers, that had their names on them. So whether they're drinking hot coffee for their throat or their favorite beverage, they've always got it there. And with 10 guys on a little bus, I'm sure the styrofoam cups get mixed up a lot. So this way, they don't have to worry about their cups getting mixed up with someone else's.
And just to reiterate to our fans listening to this podcast, it is not a prerequisite to have to bring the guys a gift or a goodie or anything like that. They don't expect it. They, if anything, they want you to come to their shows, sit back, enjoy. You know, that's the bottom line. Sit back and enjoy the show. But, you know, Tina, going back to what you were saying of Patty, you never met Patty before, right?
I had never met her before the Straight Edge Chaser concert.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of amazing how these guys actually bring new friendships. I mean, for example, you and Patty, you and myself even, and S and Kathy and Shayna, you know, we've never met, you know. Who knows if we ever will? I'm sure someday we might. It amazes me what these guys do to create new friendships.
Absolutely. You know, I think they're kind of like that group of guys that everyone knew of in high school. They were really tight. They hung out together. They did everything together. And they were just these super cool guys. And they reminded you of that camaraderie that everyone wants to be a part of. I think that's what they bring to everyone, whether it's their shows, their music, whether you see them on the street. They have a special bond that draws people in, and it's contagious. It spreads to everyone else. And I think that's the biggest thing that catches people about them, is that they're so close and they're so tight and they're so passionate about what they do. You can't help but to get stricken with it. That's pretty much what it boils down to.
Like you said, Tina, it's contagious. I noticed the other day there's new discussion on the SNCmusic.com site called addiction. You know, yeah, it's contagious. It's an addiction. You know, we keep wanting more and more and more, and I think the excitement is, it's kind of like you can't wait for Christmas. You know, when you're a little kid, the week of Christmas is here, and it's all you can do to go to sleep, and then Christmas Eve, you know, you can't go to sleep, and you're so full of excitement, and then you get up Christmas morning, and lo and behold, you know, here it is, Christmas Day.
Right. That's exactly what it is. And just in case anyone was wondering, there is a now proven, I don't want to call it a disease, it's not a disease, but it is a condition, and it's called post-straight no chaser partum. And usually this happens to you within 1 to 3 days of going to a concert. It's completely normal. You're not crazy. You just miss the awesomeness of the concert, so don't worry about it. Just do what I do, eat chocolate.
And now that you brought that up, there's also another condition, and it pops up on the website a little bit, and I can't remember the author who originally coined the term, but it's called permagrin. Like,
oh, yeah, permanent smile.
Your jaw literally aches from grinning and smiling so much. Common condition when going to a Straight No Chaser concert.
Absolutely. So be looking for these, listeners. When they happen to you, remember, it is okay.
Yes, it is absolutely okay. It'll rub off. So, Tina, in closing here, anything you'd like to say to our listeners or the Straight No Chaser guys or both?
Now, the biggest thing that I'd leave everyone with is keep supporting them. You know, keep supporting your local PBS. Keep supporting music. Make sure that you do everything in your power so that other groups like this or other artists like this will have the opportunity to come up through the ranks and make a positive impact on our society. You know, they're a great group of guys, and I'm sure that there are other artists out there just like them. So, you know, just keep your support. Make sure you get on the Straight No Chaser page on Facebook. Make sure you get on the Get Straight No Chaser on Ellen fan page on Facebook. Go to the www.smcmusic.com site and, you know, make sure you keep giving the guys your support. I know they love it, and as Walter said a couple weeks ago, they never get tired of it. So just keep showing your support.
Absolutely, Tina, and your words are so profound there. So, Tina, thanks so much for your time. Great to have you here. Great to have you on our debut show. And, folks, that wraps up our very first SNC Super Fan Chat. Thanks for listening. Now back to you, Shayna.
All right, so one of the major highlights of this podcast has to be the interview with Straight No Chaser's very own Ryan Allwirt. So it was so cool to be able to interview and talk with him. Now, when I had interviewed him, it had actually been right before they were about to go on tour. So the tour hadn't actually started yet. I believe I had interviewed him early April. So it's been quite a while. But I think that he has a lot of insight and a lot of things to say that, of course, may or may not be relevant right now, but still, it was such a great interview, and it was so much fun to talk with him. I mean, he's so great and just so gracious. So without further ado, take a listen to our interview with Ryan Allwirt. This is Shayna with the SNC Fan Chat behind the mic with Straight No Chaser. I'm here with none other than Straight No Chaser's very own Ryan Allwirt, first tenor, SNC chaplain, and arranger extraordinaire. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat, Ryan.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So, first question, we all know the incredible story about, like, how Randy posted the video of 12 Days up on YouTube, and then how the CEO of Atlantic Records saw it and then signed the group. But what was your personal experience, and how exactly did you become involved?
I was a part of the group at IU, and let's see, Dan, Randy, DR, Walt, Charlie, and Jerome are the six guys who, along with Steve Morgan and Mike Itkoff from that original group, they let me and Mike Luganbill in when we were just like 18 years old. We knew we were going to IU. We didn't know what we necessarily wanted to study, but we knew that we wanted to sing. We had heard about the auditions and heard about the group, and we made it. Somehow we made it. And so as those guys were leaving, Walt, DR, and Randy stayed around for a fifth year. And that was our freshman year. So they basically, you know, helped kind of pass the torch, so to speak. And I was in it all 4 years, had the time of my life at Indiana University, and actually performed a little bit after college with some of the Straight No Chaser guys that I was good friends with and in the group with. And, you know, never really thought I'd be performing in Straight No Chaser again, because really after graduation it was just kind of like, okay, time to go get a normal job. And then when this whole thing happened with Randy putting the video up on YouTube and it getting as many hits as it did, I got a call, because two of those original guys just couldn't do it. They had other stuff going on, and they get, the remaining eight, I guess, gave me and Mike Luganbill a call and said, hey, we got two spots we need filled. And so, of course, we jumped at it, and not knowing at all what it was going to entail whatsoever, not knowing that I'd be, you know, almost 3 years later, now about to embark on another year of just touring, recording, you know, performing in Atlantic City at a residency. It's going to be, I mean, this year is going to be insane. But, yeah, they gave us a call, and soon after, Mike Itkoff and Steve Morgan, decided to take some more time with their families and their careers and everything. So two more spots opened up, and that's how we picked up Seggy and Tyler. Those guys, actually, when Mike and I were seniors, we let them into the group on our way out and their way in.
Well, that's really
so
cool.
It was really full circle for us, you know, to have them, when Mike and Steve left the group earlier, earlier last year, we held auditions in Chicago, which is kind of a central ground for all of us. Dan and Randy are from there, and it's mm-hmm. close enough for everybody else. And we had auditions. We had probably maybe like six or seven guys at the most who had been in Straight No Chaser in the past. And Tyler and Seggy, you know, Tyler was singing on a cruise ship at that time. And Seggy was out in Las Vegas working for his brother's company. And, you know, we called and said, listen, we know you've got stuff that's going on in your life right now that isn't music related, or, you know, it's nothing as big as this opportunity, but we want you to come on out and just sing for us. We want to see how you would fit personality-wise, music-wise, voice-wise, all that. And they knocked their audition out of the park. I mean, it was evident, you know, that they were the perfect guys to fill Steve and Mike's shoes, so to speak. And they've been doing a really good job. I mean, I remember in Chicago when we let them in the group, I literally think we had maybe a month to prepare for the PBS recording that we were going to do that summer. I mean, it might have been a little bit longer than that, but their first performance was going to be a nationally televised, you know, totally, huge production, you know, the televised event. So they really had to step up quickly, and they've been doing an awesome job ever since, too. But, yeah, I mean, it's a crazy, crazy thing we're all in right now, but it's a lot of fun, too.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, music is, like, a huge part of your life. But how exactly did you first become interested in music, and, like, did you take lessons as a child or anything like that?
Sure. I think my mom, you know, kind of got me interested in music. I mean, and her dad, too, my grandfather. He was always introducing me to different kinds of music. Like, I mean, I remember listening to Elvis Presley and Beethoven in the same car trip, you know, when I would be with my grandfather. So really, I was introduced to a lot of stuff at an early age. Never really took lessons. I just kind of would hear something and be able to pick it out on the piano or whatever.
Like,
I mean, my mom used to play piano. She used to play guitar, and we always had this guitar that followed us around move to move. And there was an old book of just chords and stuff, and I just kind of taught myself, you know, where my fingers go. And I think I was just blessed with a good ear because I could pick out a lot of, like, the bands that I was into. And just around then, the internet was, like, really, you know, starting to shape, like, oh, I can go online and find chords to whatever Beatles song I want, you know, or whatever artist. So I had good support. You know, my parents were obviously very supportive of it. My youth pastor in church growing up was a guitar player, and he taught me a lot of what I knew about guitar and really put me in a position where I had to perform, you know, where I would be helping lead worship or whatever with my youth group. So that was really cool. And then I actually auditioned for choir in, I think, sixth going into seventh grade. I think it was then. I auditioned for choir as a joke with my buddies. We just thought I don't know why it would be funny to us, but it ended up that our choir teacher was in desperate need of guys to sing. And so I don't know if we got in because we actually sounded good or if she just needed the male voices. But we ended up, I mean, I personally fell in love with it and had a great time. And more in high school, you know, I got into show choir and concert choir and competitions and stuff like that. And the shows also, like, I did some summer musicals and stuff around town. And so I was always singing, you know, I always knew that I enjoyed singing. And then I found out about Straight No Chaser by my mom. She went down to Bloomington to go have dinner with my sister, who is 3 years older than I am. And Heather was, my mom and my sister are both in the same sorority. And they went down there for like a mother, you know, daughter dinner or whatever. and the original guys were singing at that dinner. And my mom was, like, totally blown away with the performance, and she got the CD and brought it home, and she's like, you have to hear these guys. And I remember listening to their first CD, and I was just like, my world just kind of opened up. I mean, of like, wow, I didn't even know that really what a cappella was all about. So as I was in high school, you know, I would be singing with my buddies, one of whom was Mike, and we would be looking for stuff to sing at, like, a choir concert, or we sang at, like, the homecoming dance one year, you know, and we would just kind of assemble our friends from choir. But I remember hitting up Walt. I contacted the group through the website, and Randy got that email, and he passed me along to Walt, whom I had never met, and Walt said, hey, you guys sound pretty interested, you know, here's a couple of our charts. I think they gave me, like, Still of the Night, you know, like some doo-wop song. And he said, you guys sound pretty interested. If you're coming to IIU, we're looking for new members. You should audition. So that's kind of what helped open the door. And then flash forward, you know, 10 years later, or however many years later, and I'm in Walt's wedding, you know, I mean, Walt's in my wedding. So it was really cool how everything kind of fell into place and how it's continuing even further right now.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So right now you're all preparing for the first spring tour. So how do you feel about this first, like, non-Christmas tour with, like, actual, like, there's no Christmas music at all in your repertoire for this tour? So.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of nervous, like, originally, like, in our very first tour with Atlantic Records, because we knew that the only reason why people knew about us was because of the 12 Days of Christmas success on YouTube. So we didn't really know how they were going to react to the stuff besides that, you know? And now that we've established, you know, we've sold, I think, almost like 400,000 copies of our first two Christmas albums, which has blown all of us away. I mean, it's ridiculous to even, I don't even know what 400,000, let alone 4,000 CDs look like. But, so, you know, now people are starting to accept us and get the vibe of what we do outside of just the 12 Days of Christmas thing. But now it's like, okay, we've got to then take Christmas and put it on the back burner, and we can't rely on that. You know, we've got to show these fans of ours that we can do stuff that they've heard on the radio, whether it's stuff that they grew up with, whether, you know, it's songs from the 1950s or the 60s, wherever. Or, you know, kids your age, they're listening to, like, all sorts of stuff, like Coldplay, Jason Mraz, all these, you know, artists on the radio now. And you've got to make it... one, you've got to make it sound good, but two, you've got to make it acceptable to anyone who's at a show.
Right.
So we're really, really excited about it. I mean, we've got, we're singing some Michael Jackson songs. We're singing some Motown songs. We're singing, I think, almost everything that's on With a Twist. You know, we're really excited to have this new repertoire for people to hear it for the first time. And we're going to be hearing it for the first time, too. You know, like, we've obviously been rehearsing it, but it's going to be cool to share that moment with the audience of, like, okay, you guys are hearing this for the first time, but so are we.
All right, so it seems like traveling around the country and, like, even beyond, because I know you guys went to Canada, with the rest of the guys, that's got to be a lot of fun, right? So, like, what are some of the highlights of the touring experience, and, like, what do you guys do to pass time when you're on the bus or when you have free time out in the cities?
Yeah, every guy kind of has a different thing that's kind of like what they do in their downtime.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd say the overlaps are going to be watching DVDs on the bus together. I think the Hangover movie was on, like, nonstop on last tour. I mean, it was just, like, constantly, like, we've got all the quotes down. I mean, I went through just a bunch of books. I mean, I read a lot. It's kind of fun to see in venues where we all have our own dressing room, which is nice to kind of have that space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually all the computers are open and someone's got, like, you know, some episode of whatever show they're trying to catch up on, or someone's, like, you know, iChatting back home with whomever. But, yeah, I mean, usually we try to get out in whatever town we're in and just kind of see the town a little bit. That's the nice thing about being in a group with your 9 best friends, is that you're never at a lack of people to hang out with. But at the same time, you're always around each other, too, so it's kind of like, I mean, it is another family. Like, we're all around each other, you know, as much, if not more, than we're around our own families now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all get along, and of course we have arguments every once in a while, but who doesn't? You know, when you're that close, you're bound to rub against each other every once in a while. But, yeah, you know, I'm actually getting a guitar. I bought a little Traveler guitar before this tour that is actually getting shipped out to Boulder, where we're going to be on Monday, Tuesday, and, yeah, we're flying out there on Easter, which is tomorrow. Wow, I just realized that. Yeah, and then, so, you know, I'll be playing some music, and I know Mike is, he brought a keyboard, so he can get some ideas down and stuff, but everybody just kind of does their own thing, and it's understood that before a show, you know, you don't bug too much, you don't bug too many people too much, just because everybody needs that downtime.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, I know you're talking about, like, you guys have arguments every once in a while on the bus, so it's got to be difficult and frustrating at some times, because, like, there's 9 or 10 of you guys, and so there must be, like, 10 different personalities. So, like, how is that all working out? And, like, did your experience from last tour, are you trying to kind of carry things in and figure out how things are going to mesh better on the
tour? Yeah, I mean, we've had 3 months at home to just lay low and hang out and just catch up on time with our friends and our families and wives, girlfriends, and it's been nice to reflect on last year's tour and last year in general, and just take the good things and apply that to this year and say, okay, this is what I'm going to work on personally to try to fix the things that occasionally come up. But, you know, we all get along. I mean, and it's great, too, because we all come from different creative backgrounds, but we all have the common thread of being in the group together in college that really allows for a really unique creative experience. You know, like today, when we were going over our choreography and stuff, everybody, literally everybody in the room was coming up with different ideas that made the whole thing better in the end. You know, one guy would say, well, we could do this, or about what about this, or when you're turning around there, why don't I do this, you know, and it's like, okay, cool. So it all works together, but, I mean, you know, we all get along, and occasionally we'll just go and I mean, I had dinner tonight with Sebi, you know, I'm going to maybe hang out with Walt a little bit later on tonight. So you kind of hang out with different guys one-on-one that makes it so much easier that when you're interacting together as a group, you know that, okay, well, we worked on this one-on-one, so maybe we can, you know, align ourselves to talk to the group about this or that or the other.
Cool. Okay, so I have a question about your nicknames, because I know your name is Green.
Yeah.
So did the guys give it to you? And what's the story behind it? I mean, I can't see how any correlation between that. I mean, you're not green.
Yeah. it's not my favorite color. It's not my favorite color or anything like that. It's when I came to IU, I was 18. I just got in the group. I guess it's short for like a greenhorn or like, you know, if you, especially in the fraternity system, which I was never in, but if you get in, like, you're called a frog. Like, the new guys are called frogs or whatever.
Yeah.
And ironically, frog was my nickname in high school during the shows. But I don't know why I got that one either. But I think Walt gave it to me. I think Walt and Dan conspired together, I think. I spent more time with Walt than I did with Dan at college, because Walt was in for the fifth year. Dan graduated after four. But I think Walt and Dan were kind of, you know, thinking what would be a good nickname for me. And it just kind of stuck. Sometimes I'll sign my emails green. Sometimes I'll just sign them Ryan or whatever. But everybody seems to have one.
So since this is the Straight No Chaser fan chat, I have to ask, how have your fans impacted you? And why are you also willing to be so personable with us?
Our fans are why we're here. I mean, we wouldn't have a record deal or a career even in music without our fans. I mean, that sounds cliche, but it's so true. I mean, everybody who has supported us or bought our albums as Christmas gifts for their families or has pulled their mom or dad or whole family to a show, that's why we do what we do. I mean, we, you know, we're all down-to-earth guys, and we don't really feel famous at all, and I really, to a certain extent, would say that we're still not. And I don't think any of us are in it for the fame. I think all of us realize that this is just a huge blessing and an amazing opportunity that literally this happens to no one.
Yeah.
I mean, no one. I don't know of any other story like ours where we graduate, we stay in touch, and then we get reassembled to do what we did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's amazing. It's literally a very surreal thing that we're doing. But we're personable because we figure if people like Kathy, who's another super fan of ours, can drive what was supposed to be 2 hours and it turned into like an 8-hour drive in the snow, and she only was able to see like 15 minutes of our first concert in L.A., I mean, we figure, you know what, we should sing this lady a song. And I don't know, I just think it comes from realizing that we're getting to do something that no one else gets to do, and that shouldn't be something that we are selfish with. So we love performing, we love meeting our fans, and we know that there's no other reason besides your support that we're here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so looking into the future,
yep.
What are you hoping for you and Straight No Chaser in the next few years? I mean, it's kind of hard
wow.
to predict, but what are you thinking?
Yeah, you know, our scope is so limited right now because I don't even know how we're physically going to get through the next 2 months. I know we will.
Right.
But looking at our schedule, it looks ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
It looks nuts. Not to mention that we literally have to build from the ground up a production show for Atlantic City that's completely different from our spring tour,
right.
And then go out and basically add on a month of shows to our fall tour that, you know, we had last year. I mean, we're going to be performing probably 150 shows this year at least.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts. So my mentality and the mentality I have with my wife is we just got to take it a day at a time and a year at a time. And wherever this is going to go, we're only going to be able to see it when it happens. You know, I think if you try to get too far outside of, well, what if this happens or what if that happens or, you know, where are we going to go on this date, you're going to stress yourself out too much. And we already have enough stress in our lives that we don't need that.
Yeah.
So I like to be anxious for as little as possible as I can. So I would say that you could expect us to be in bigger venues in markets maybe that we haven't hit, and that's pretty cool. Like going into a town that you've never sung in and the show is sold out.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's
you know, and that's going to open the door possibly to do some international dates, which will be really cool and kind of stay. You know, besides the U.S. and Canada, let's go over to the U.K., or let's go over to Europe, or let's go over to Asia, see what happens. I mean, there's a cappella fans everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting. It's also going to be exciting, too, to see who we can collaborate with. Barry Manilow, we were honored to be able to sing and perform one of his songs. It's actually his, I think the story is it's his favorite song that he ever wrote. It wasn't one of his biggest hits, but it's his favorite song, and it's called One Voice, and it's all about, you know, harmony and that kind of vibe.
Perfect.
And so it's so cool to be able to have his voice on our album.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is going to help open doors, too, to be like, who are you going to be able to collaborate with that we would have never have thought that we could have collaborated with, you know? But that's kind of the cool thing about a cappella, too, is that the more and more it gets out there in the mainstream, I mean, you see the sing-off getting signed off on for another season. You see Glee that's about to start up with a second season. All these shows are putting a cappella in the TV sets and mindsets of everyone in the country, you know? So there's a real resurgence in the interest of vocal music, and it's so cool to be the ones that people equate with that genre. You know, you're like, whoa, all right, I'm just in a group with my buddies, but if you think we're cooler than we actually are, sweet.
Wow, so this has been such a great interview, Ryan. I've had so much fun talking with you, and I just want to thank you once again for taking the time out of your, like, completely crazy schedule to talk. So one last thing before you leave.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to say to the fans who are listening to the podcast right now?
Yeah, I would say thank you so much for your support that you guys have shown us. We look forward to seeing you guys out on the road. It's going to be an awesome tour. I would also say try to make it to Atlantic City this summer. It's going to be awesome. I mean, we're going to be singing, I think, 40 shows out there in July and August here at Harrah's Casino, and we have 1,200 seats to fill every night. So we're expecting some of you guys to be out there. Try to make a road trip. Try to carpool. But yeah, thank you so much for the support. It's been so much fun seeing for you guys and getting to meet you and getting to know you. And it's just cool to know that we're bringing a little bit of joy into the world. And we're just honored to be able to do what we do. So thanks for the support. Keep it up.
Thank you so much, Ryan. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Shayna. It's been fun.
That was a really good interview, Shayna. Thanks so much for doing that. You know, the personal experience that he related on how it all started, you know, listening to Elvis and Beethoven, I mean, that was pretty cool right there. And, you know, how he got interested in music by, you know, his mom and his grandfather, and, you know, the diversity, you know, show choirs, musicals.
Oh, yeah. My favorite story was when he was in seventh grade and tried out for that choir. Totally relatable.
From all of us here at SNC Fan Chat, thanks so much, Ryan, for coming and doing the interview and being willing to open up and share with us fans, as you do every day on the website or Twitter or Facebook. We really appreciate it.
That's all for this inaugural episode of SNC Fan Chat, Behind the Mic with Straight No Chaser.
Tune in next time. And until then, remember, guys, whether it's your boss, your mother-in-law, or your seven brothers and sisters, you can't please any of the people any of the time.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Thinking straight, no chaser. Dream down, ding down, but we're drinking straight, no chaser. Pop out, ding
down. Hi, we're Straight Up Chaser.
Thanks for listening to the SNC Fan Chat. You're behind the mic with Straight No Chaser.
Yeah.
Pop out, ding down, we're staying straight, no chaser. Pop up, did it down.